Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here toll-free. 855-450-FREE is our number. We, tonight includes me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. And you can join us on Skype here in the studio at username lrn.fm. So there's multiple ways for you to get interactive and get on the air here to bring up whatever is on your mind. That is the point of Free Talk Live. Of course, we always bring things to the table to discuss. And the continually deteriorating situation in Greece, I think, is probably one of the more pressing situations. It's certainly looking good for people who are invested in Bitcoin, or at the very least for people who invested not at the peak of Bitcoin, because Bitcoin has been as high as $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
But in recent months, it has been sort of floating in the 230 range. Then just within the last 2 weeks or 2 or 3 weeks, it's shot up basically to what is now over $260 per Bitcoin today. And I'm no expert on money matters, but it certainly seems like you can attribute this to what's happening in Greece.
That seems fair. There's a lot of positive. There's a lot of positive news surrounding Bitcoin, but the whole Grecian thing. There was some article that came out that claimed that there's, you know, Greeks are flocking to Bitcoin. I don't know whether that's true.
I have the article right here, as a matter of fact.
Do they have any citations?
Why, yes. They have talked to people at the various different Bitcoin exchanges who can identify who's coming to use their website to transfer their government money into Bitcoin. Here's a story from CNN Money.
I'd love to know that because it seems like it would be beneficial to the Bitcoin community if somebody just wrote an article that said Greeks are flocking to Bitcoin, right? Like, so in that case, that's one way. But I mean, if you can find a lot of people coming from, you know, the geographic area known as Greece, or, you know, a lot of people with names like Tryphon Snapolopoulos, mm-hmm. right? Like those kind of things, then yeah, I suppose I'll go for that then.
With bank doors slammed shut, frantic Greeks are turning to online trading platforms to see if the digital money Bitcoin is a better bet than the euro. The world's largest Bitcoin exchanges tell CNN Money they've seen a surge of business from Greece. 10 times as many Greeks are registering to trade Bitcoins on the German marketplace, Bitcoin.de, than usual. And by the way, this story is actually, I had it yesterday. We didn't get a chance to get around to it, but this was published a day or two ago, so you know, it's probably even more so today. But again, 10 times as many are registering. Bitcoin trades from Greece have shot up 79% from their 10-week average on Bitstamp, the world's third largest exchange. So shooting up 79% from a 10-week average just recently. Even trading platforms in China are getting interest from folks in Greece. Lake BTC, headquartered in Shanghai, is seeing a 40% increase in visitors using computers in Greece. Over the weekend, the Polish exchange BitCurex got flooded with emails from Greeks among their questions. Is Bitcoin a legal currency in the EU? Can I use BitCurex as a bank account? Do you have a Bitcoin ATM network in Greece? All lots of, you know, introductory kind of questions to Bitcoin.
I imagine there's probably as many people in Greece who are into Bitcoin as there are any place in sort of the Western world, right? Mm-hmm. And then those people,
which means there aren't that many.
Yeah, not that many. Right. But and the ones that are male and young, right? But those young males have moms and dads and aunts and uncles, and they have, you know, families that they love and care about. And some of those families are saying, you know, this whole banking thing's getting real scary, and they're suddenly beginning to listen to these young males mm-hmm. and their, you know, magic internet money that has so far not captured their attention for whatever reason, but at the same time, it hasn't collapsed, right? Like, there's a lot of people running around that believe that when Mt. Gox, this is mtgox.com went down that suddenly Bitcoin disappeared from the face of the map.
No.
They hear some news stories now and then about it, but they, you know, they're not paying that much attention. They figure they're eulogies. And not so. Bitcoin, the program, remains stable. The largest alternative currency on the planet, the most valuable individual unit of currency, and an easy way to send and receive money all over the world, and for you to control your own banking. However, yes, there was a crooked website called Mt. Gox, and it's gone and in bankruptcy. In the same way that there have been crooked banks who have gone away.
Or Ponzi scheme people or whoever, right?
I mean, right, one crooked bank doesn't make the U.S. dollar bad, even if it was the first and largest bank. Yeah, it can deliver a blow, but that doesn't change the fact that Bitcoin's still here and still a viable alternative.
BitCurex has now started marketing directly to Greeks on its website. Sign up at BitCurex and trade for 3 months for free. No fees for Greece.
Nice.
That's what they're doing.
That's great.
Yeah. For those wondering, yes, Bitcoins can be spent legally in Europe, and yes, a digital Bitcoin wallet can be used as a sort of access from anywhere bank account. The simplest way to understand Bitcoin is to think of it as electronic cash, right? CNN Money. You can spend it using any smartphone or computer. And further, there's no limit on how much Bitcoin you can spend. Or how much you can, you know, move around or whatever. Right now, there's a 60 euro withdrawal limit that has been applied to Greece's ATM locations. So over the weekend, we'd reported that there was a run on the ATMs where people were literally lining up. In some cases, there were very long lines. There's different photos you can see out there. There's some photos with just two or three people standing in front of an ATM. And then there's other photos with long lines, like going around the corners of buildings kind of lines. At ATMs. These guys were tapping out ATMs. Over 500 ATM locations over the weekend were completely tapped out of cash. So now, as of Monday, the banking cartel people in Greece decided to put a 60 euro withdrawal limit. Imagine only being able to pull out $60, three $20 bills from your ATM. How would that affect your ability to, you know, run your life if you don't have cash on hand?
That's barely enough to make it through the day.
Yeah. So it's ridiculous, which of course means, Mark, that more people are going to be standing in more lines, right? Because if there's a 60 euro limit, I'm presuming it's per ATM machine, or maybe it's per account. I don't know how they, you know, how they cap that. But either way, that means everybody's going to go. One person who would have gone out to withdraw $500 is now going to have to go out 5 days a week to try to withdraw anything even close to that.
Now, as far as their banking system in Greece, is it a nationalized bank, or do they have privatized banks like we do here?
I'm not sure about that. I know they do have the Bank of Greece, but I suspect they also have semi-private banks, just like in the U.S. Most places do have that.
Right.
But they, you know, obviously they're all working together at this point, and there's a bank holiday, as we talked about last night, that was supposed to be just for Monday, but now the bank holiday is going to go all the way through next Monday, or rather this coming Monday, because there's a vote that's going to be happening there, a vote of the people in Greece to decide whether or not they want to go along with the austerity measures that are being demanded by the country's creditors. So they're leaving it up to the voters to decide in this particular case.
Now here's a question. So now Bitcoin is basically coming to the rescue, the way I see it. You know, they're giving the people another option that wasn't really there. What if this had happened 50 years ago? Which, you know, and it has happened in history before. What would be the next steps the people would take? Would someone have to step in and take control of the situation, or would another country, or of course, Greece has been getting bailed out from especially Germany and whatnot. But I mean, you know, what would have happened if Bitcoin wasn't around to save the day?
Well, I mean, look at the history of the crashing and burning of various different government currencies around the world. It usually gets pretty ugly, right? And Bitcoin isn't going to save the day. It's not going to be popular enough fast enough to save everyone in Greece, but it certainly is going to give some people a way to transfer their euros into something different.
So most of this problem that's occurring in Greece has been produced by bankers and by politicians. Like,
that's right.
Almost entirely. There's some responsibility that goes to the people in that they advocate for government spending while refusing to pay for taxes. I guess that avoiding taxes is a national sport in Greece. That's what I've read. It's not that I'm against people choosing to avoid taxes. I'm against you advocating for spending while choosing to avoid taxes. I think that that's what the problem is. Bitcoin can address all of the issues of the bankers and the government, and I'll tell you why.
All right, we'll come back with more on Bitcoin, what's happening in Greece. There's some shocking detail about restrictions. I told you about the ATM restrictions. There are even worse restrictions being put on businesses, and I'll explain that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Discover how deep your American roots go for free this 4th of July weekend. Go to TryAncestry.com to get free access through July 5th. Visit TryAncestry.com anytime this Wednesday through Sunday, and you'll have free access to our collection of records from the original 13 colonies and with a new visual story experience. Celebrate this 4th of July and take advantage of this free access weekend. Visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-855-855.
450 free. That's 855 450 free.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Continuing to follow the economic situation that is developing over in Greece, just because, you know, it's fascinating, like a train wreck is fascinating. You can't look away from it, even though there are people who are in very dire economic circumstances. As you'll learn here in a little bit, I'll share a story about how this is affecting businesses in Greece, because there are some pretty serious controls that have been put on the banking system there that is really going to really hurt people over there in Greece. So, I mean, I certainly don't relish what is happening to the people in Greece. That's very unfortunate. But there are some good sides. There's some silver linings to what's happening there, and that is that the price of Bitcoin has gone up, and further, that people are getting interested in Bitcoin. You know, the necessity being the mother of invention. In this case, you don't have to invent Bitcoin, but you can invent the idea to try something new, right? If you cannot pull more than 60 euro out of the local ATM on a daily basis, that might incentivize you to find another alternative, to find something else to use to get your bills paid and to, you know, get business taken care of.
As I was saying previously, this is really a fault of the bankers and the politicians. So, you know, I mean, it's these currencies, which are backed by nothing. They are printed into existence by central bankers. This much is clear and obvious. All it takes is a little bit of time to take a look. Politicians spend with impunity because they're sort of in bed with these folks, and that's that. Now, the reason we have runs on banks, I mean, think about it for a second. Why is there a run on the bank? Why is there a limited amount of money you can withdraw? Why in the world should a politician care for 1 second whether you have your money in a bank or don't have your money in a bank? Well, the reason is because of fractional reserve lending laws. The politicians tell their friends, the bankers, hey, don't worry. You don't have to keep everybody's stuff on. I'm doing my Bill Clinton. You don't have to have everybody's money on site. All you have to do is just go ahead and have 10% or something like that.
Yeah, isn't it like 1/9 or something? They can lend out 9 times as much as they have.
It depends where. And not even in the vault, just in savings. It depends where and all that sort of thing. So then people run off and they, when 20% of the people at a given bank want their money back, the bank has, you know, only half as much money to service them.
Right. You got it.
Right. And that's a problem. Now, you know, the very fact that banks run their business the way they run their business is near criminal, in my opinion. But it's fine if you want to put your money in a bank where people, you know, where they do fractional reserve banking, then fine. You should be able
to
do that.
You can't avoid it.
Well, you can't, but you can avoid putting your money in the bank.
You can avoid that unless you want to do business, in which case you pretty much have to have a bank account.
Yep, that much is true. You could just choose to take Bitcoin, I suppose, but you're going to have a difficult time doing that business. You're going to have a very limited audience. So essentially,
you're going to explain how Bitcoin limits politicians and bankers from screwing us. I want you to do that in a moment. But I also want to let you, our listener, know if you're in the U.S. or Canada, I'm sorry if you're in Greece, but if you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can get Bitcoin from ExpressCoin.com. They make it easy, it's fast, it's safe, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, and you can get cryptocurrency with money order or check. Just get started at ExpressCoin.com. They've got an app that you can download to your smartphone if you want, or, again, you can just use their website. It makes it easy, and you can use coupon code FTL, and you'll save on up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency. You'll pay 0% when you transfer there over at ExpressCoin.com with code FTL as your coupon code. So once again, Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, they've got them. Go to ExpressCoin.com. By the way, it's Ian Conan and Mark here in the studio. So Mark, what were you going to explain about Bitcoin limiting politicians and bankers?
Yeah, what Bitcoin does is it makes it so bankers can't just print money into existence and politicians can't make deals with them.
They absolutely can print money into existence and Bitcoin's still there. That hasn't stopped them from doing that. Are you talking about in some ideal world where everyone's using Bitcoin?
I suppose that's what I mean. What I really mean is that if you use Bitcoin, no politician or banker can make new bitcoins on their own.
That's certainly true.
Okay.
Whatever money you have in Bitcoin is essentially protected by virtue of the fact that it is Bitcoin from being molested by politicians.
Right. And, you know, I mean, if you... Yeah, I mean, so Bitcoin...
You can't get a Bitcoin haircut like they did in Cyprus, where the politicians came in and just knocked 45% off the top of every single bank account. I don't know if it was everyone, but a whole bunch of the bank accounts in Cyprus.
But right. They may decide to attack big companies who actually deal in Bitcoin.
They might, but that's speculative. I mean, they haven't thus far. Dell Computer, Wikipedia. I mean, these are all big companies that are taking Bitcoin.
But how much Bitcoin is actually a part of the money that they're making?
It's a small portion.
So it's not. It's and a lot of these old politicians who, like we're just talking about, these old folks that don't really even understand what Bitcoin is. They might not have gotten on the bandwagon yet. This is like any technology. The politicians take a good 10 or so years to actually catch on before they start molesting the hell out of them.
Look what's happened to Bitcoin in just the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, give Bitcoin another 5 years, and politicians can never catch up.
I mean, look, yeah, exactly. Look how long it's taken for them to catch on to the internet,
and
now
exactly.
They're trying to push their net neutrality down our throats, or SIPA, whatever, NIPA, CREPA.
Well, they're still having trouble figuring out how to tax the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do have my bitcoins in a bank. That's something you can do. You can keep your bitcoins safe in a bank if that's what you want to do.
What does that mean?
I've got a safe deposit box at a bank and, a jump drive with my bitcoin logon information for my, cold storage wallet, right?
It's encrypted, not like somebody could just grab that jump drive and be able to access your bitcoin.
No, they could grab the jump drive and attempt to prevent me from accessing it, but it's actually on other jump drives around too.
Yeah.
It's just copied there. But you can use a bank to keep Bitcoin safe, and I expect that to be the case, is that my Bitcoins are safe because they're in that bank. That's not true.
The Bitcoins are safe because they're encrypted. The bank is just one of a few different storage locations you've decided to put that encrypted file.
One that's safe, right? I mean,
it's not safe from being raided by the feds. If the feds want to go and take everything in your safe deposit box, that bank's going to let them walk right in. It's the fact that you encrypted it that keeps it safe.
Encryption certainly is a much bigger deal than the fact that it's in a bank. But, if my house burns down or whatever, and I happen to have one of the fobs, one of the jump drives in my house, which generally is not the case, or if the house of a friend that I have one of these fobs at burns down, right, I'm not out of luck because I have one at a bank. It's unlikely that, three of the places that I've got these will all burn down the same evening. So I'm in pretty good shape as far as that goes.
Yeah, but the bank doesn't deserve credit for any of that. It's just another place.
I think there's a value to banks. Banks are a place to keep your money safe, and when a Bitcoin bank comes around that can be trusted...
Keep your money safe from the average criminal, but not from the government.
And Mark's not talking about like a bank that is giving out loans and stuff, but I'm sure that they do that as well. But he's more of a security deposit location Your items, your precious items are.
Before. I know what it's all about.
Well, I also know
it ain't safe from the government.
Right.
So savings accounts and savings accounts are frankly ludicrous. A checking account is a service that you should pay for. Mm-hmm. If you're not paying for your checking account, here's a surprise for you folks. If you ain't paying for the product, you are the product.
Yeah, they're loaning the money out. Mm-hmm. That's the payment for it.
They're not even loaning the money out.
Well, they're not loaning it to me, but they might be loaning it to somebody. And so someone, they're making the money off of someone.
Right. Using it to put it against the amount that they have to make more loans.
All right, we'll come back with more here. The latest on the Greece situation. What's happening to the business owners there? They are hurting big time. We'll explain why here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. We have plenty of time for you and your calls and thoughts here. 855-453 is our number. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, it's me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And you can also, of course, check out some cool stuff online like Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper 1.0 was released late last year, and it is a great idea. It's a concept of building a decentralized network of emergency responders. The idea being that if there's a fire or a medical emergency, an abduction or something like that, you can send a notice on your phone and then have other peacekeepers, other people with the same app that are your friends or family or neighbors, respond, meaning they can respond probably quicker than 911 could. Maybe they'll respond in a more humane fashion than, say, a cop showing up and shooting your dog to death or throwing a grenade in your baby's crib. These are not things that are likely to happen if it's your loved ones who are the ones who are responding. So Peacekeeper is a brilliant concept. Unfortunately, there were some bugs with the first version of the app. They want to redo it. They want to make Peacekeeper 2.0, add in some really cool new features, like actually opening it up to where anyone with the Peacekeeper app can receive alerts and respond. adding in some GPS features and more. It's really a great concept, and in fact, it's more than just an app. It's a movement. It's a revolutionary system that is designed to challenge the status quo, can allow ordinary people to stand up and be heroes. If you want to see Peacekeeper 2.0 revolutionize what protection means, contribute to their Indiegogo campaign today. Just go to pk.freetalklive.com. PK stands for Peacekeeper. It'll take you straight to the Indiegogo page. So pk.freetalklive.com for Peacekeeper 2.0's Indiegogo fundraiser. You can get perks when you join up with that, of course. pk.freetalklive.com. Back to the story here. Bitcoin. Is it going to save Greece? Well, probably not. But it certainly could help protect some people from having their savings completely ravaged by whatever scheme the politicians and bankers in Greece cook up next. There's been a pretty serious situation developing there, and it's not just over the last few weeks, but over the last few weeks it has been getting more serious, even more so within the last several days, and the price of Bitcoin has been responding. And that's because there's a significant uptick in the interest in Bitcoin in Greece. 79%, in fact, according to Bitcoin.de, that's a German Bitcoin marketplace, Bitcoin trades from Greece have shot up 79% from their 10-week average. Even in China, there's a 40% increase in visitors using computers in Greece on, again, Bitcoin exchange websites. And so a little bit more here about the way Bitcoin can be of assistance to some of these folks. There's a lot of real basic questions that are being asked about Bitcoin by people in Greece. And so these guys are fielding that. So, for instance, it is legal to spend Bitcoins in Europe and anywhere, generally, for that matter. I don't know if it's been – there must be some countries where it's been completely outlawed, but I don't know
which
one.
There's some with some very tight regulations that are basically outlawing Bitcoin, but I think Thailand is one of them that comes to mind.
The simplest way to understand Bitcoin, writes CNN Money, is to think of it as electronic cash. You can spend it using any smartphone or computer, but that's not the hard part. First, it's incredibly difficult to obtain bitcoins. There's a single Bitcoin ATM in all of Greece. So I was wondering about that earlier, was how many of these Bitcoin vending machines...
That was a question that somebody asked. Is there an ATM network?
Yeah, that was my question, actually, a couple days ago on the show. And turns out, only one. I wonder how long the lines are at that particular ATM.
Well, I imagine there's some people doing a brisk business through local bitcoins. Is it localbitcoins.com?
I think so. The most common method, buying them in an online marketplace, generally requires sending a wire transfer from a bank. But banks in Greece are closed all week.
Not so with ExpressCoin.com. You can do it with a money order or a check.
Not if you're in Greece, I'm afraid, Mark. Only if you're in the U.S. or
That's
Canada.
True.
It's not impossible, though. Just to be clear, if you are in Greece and know someone in the U.S. and Canada who could send a money order or a check to Express Coin, that might possibly work. I'm not sure how legal it would be, but it might work. It's not impossible, though. The exchange Bitcoin.de said some Greeks are managing to get Bitcoins because they still get access to online banking. Meanwhile, Lake BTC in China said Greeks can try to find local Lake bankers who are willing to sell some of their Bitcoin stash using paper cash or PayPal. The second challenge... There aren't many ways to spend them in Greece anyway. According to one publicly maintained registry, Bitcoin Maps, there are only half a dozen spots in Athens that accept Bitcoin as payment. Among them, a family restaurant called Angel Tavern, a head and neck surgeon, and a yacht rental company. As CNN Money documented last year, it's difficult to live entirely on Bitcoin, even in high-tech, modern New York City.
Yeah, you can go through... You know, Amazon, for instance, has lots of food, but its food isn't... You know, fresh vegetables and, you know, grass-fed meats, generally, that I know of. I mean, I haven't spent a lot of time on Amazon looking for meats and bread, but, vegetables. But you can get things like food that comes in boxes and bags. You can get that from Amazon.
You can, and obviously you can't pay Bitcoin directly on Amazon, but you can with purse.freetalklive.com. You can get up to 25% off or more over at Amazon.
Right, you can get the food you need. You know, some of the food you need, food that you will survive on at 25% off. There's no other place you're going to get 25% off on Amazon products.
Yeah, period. I mean, where can you get that kind of discount on anything generally, unless it's some sort of crazy closeout sale, somebody going out of business kind of liquidation sale.
Right.
So again, this is real. Purse is a real thing. I use it frequently. In fact, I was just using it today. purse.freetalklive.com. When you sign up through that link, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Let's go to the phones here. I have to apologize to our callers. We are in a kind of a rudimentary call screening situation here. The internet is down at our network, the Genesis Communications Network, so we can still take your calls, and they will still be given to me as far as, you know, the information about who's on the line. But we're doing it via text message here, so it's a little bit
doing our best
than normal. So let's go to our first caller. Libertarian Banker is on the line, calling from somewhere anonymous. You're on Free Talk Live. Libertarian Banker with Ian Conan and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Good thing Cantwell's not there to answer that.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
But anyway, listen, I wanted to talk about fractional reserve banking. Mark earlier said, did his best Bill Clinton voice to, demonstrate how fractional reserve banking came into being. And I'd like to remind you that fractional reserve banking actually was a product of the free market. Blacksmiths would house gold in their facilities and issue certificates for that gold. And eventually the blacksmiths found out that, hey, I could just issue more permits than there are gold, and, you know, I won't get in any trouble as long as I can fulfill all the orders of people that are coming in. So, you know, fractional reserve banking, the concept of it is not a government concept. It's actually one that was invented in the free market.
Well, I'm not sure that essentially lying about what you have in your vault is a product of the free market.
That's fraud. It's a scam.
Right. I mean, that's what the runs on the blacksmith's vault would be about, is people are like, he doesn't have all the money he's supposed to have because he's lent it out or whatever. I mean, another product of the free market is certificates of deposit. I'm sure if you're a banker that you're familiar with these, where somebody gives you money for 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years. I think you can go on up to 3 years. I'm not 100% sure. And they say, and you say, I'll give you 1.5% if you give me this money for 3 years. Now, that is a fair, just, and equitable exchange, because I'm not putting money in your bank with the expectation that I can pull it out anytime I want. Now, you could have different rules on the CD thing. You can say, I'll let you take the money out if you want, and you'll take this penalty on, you know, the interest or whatever it is. And those things are all fine and dandy, but it's really just a big fat lie, don't you think? I mean, this whole fractional reserve.
Yeah, absolutely. But, this CD idea, and I've called in and talked to you about this before, Mark, but the CD idea is the same thing, man. So if Ian has a CD with me and Mark has a CD with me and Mark wants his money, but guess what? I loaned Mark's money out. Well, I'm going to give you Ian's money. And then if Ian wants his money, I'm going to give you Conan's money. So I'm not keeping your money, you know, safe in a vault. I'm loaning it out.
Yeah, but that's part of the understanding that you...
That's fractional reserve banking.
Yeah, I suppose you're right on the point you're making is true. However, you can just say, look, you loaned it to me for 3 years. You can't have it back because it's loaned out.
Thanks, Libertarian Banker. I appreciate it. That's part of the understanding of a CD. You know that that's what they're doing with your money, and that's why you get paid a little more.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
All loans subject to one debt score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio waves to bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in here to the show. Username is lrn.fm. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Conan is here courtesy of his show, which is a TV show, first and foremost, though there is an audio track version available via podcast. It is Black Sheep Rising.
Thank you, thank you. Yes, it's also regular YouTube channel. You can watch the entirety. You can see our pretty smiling faces. You can see Shauna, who just made some wonderful salsa for us.
And yeah, my nose is actually running a little bit.
I can see my two co-hosts here dripping sweat.
It is not called salsa for no reason at all.
Yeah, there's four habaneros went into that mix. But yeah, she was on last night.
Guys did just record last night then.
Right. So Joe. Was on and Rapture, and so we had a good little chat about some of the local politics here in Keene, among other things. We talked about Porkfest corporates and how, you know, the Porkfest is turning more and more into, I don't know, kind of a country club kind of an event where, and then the rules are always different. So, I mean, from year to year, I mean, if you're going to go rent a campsite, for example, Agoura Valley this year, the rules were different, so you had to pay a little more if you were a first-year vendor or if you were vending food. And I think it kind of, as far as I was concerned, it kind of prevented me from wanting to go in there. We talked about it for a good 30 minutes, so if you want to catch that, be looking for that this week, blacksheeprising.org.
Well, Porkfest was down in its attendees this year, down from about 1,500 to 1,300, so maybe some of those changes didn't resonate well with everybody.
Well, I was one of them, and I'm not going to go out to Pork Fest and listen to all the events because I hear these things all the time.
Sure.
I'm not going to go out there and party for 6 days straight. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to sell food, or I'm going to try to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I'm not going. And I really didn't see that I wanted to put any energy into this because I had things to do at the house.
Yeah, it might be worth putting something out there to the organizers, giving a little feedback as to why you did not sign up this year.
Well, that's the problem. The organizers seem to change every year. It's a whole different ball game, and it's like they're starting from scratch every time.
Well, if that's frustrating to you, then come to Keenvention, because at Keenvention, I'm still in charge of the event, and that has not changed.
You could get a whole different form of frustration if you come to Keenvention.
What's that, Mark?
I don't know.
So Ian, I haven't heard any feedback like that.
We have a Halloween party.
No, I haven't heard anything bad about Keenvention yet. But Porkfest, the reason that people are all fluffed up about Porkfest is because it is an incredibly large, popular event.
Yeah, Keenvention is very small in comparison.
Yeah.
But if you want to vend at Keenvention, basically you just kind of show up and set your stuff up on a table. Like, I don't really have any charge. I don't really charge anything.
As long as there's room for you.
Yeah.
Maybe one day when there's standing room only, you might have to start laying down some kind of rule.
Yeah, I expect that could be the case. So anyway, Keenvention.info. In fact, the Keenvention website, I just updated it last night. The Halloween party is official. It's going to happen again this year. It's something we did for the first time last year. It's kind of an experiment. Basically, it's a costume party, a costume dance party, sort of in the same vein as Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party, but during Halloween, so we call it Halloween, and it was a lot of fun last year. We're bringing it back. We've got a new venue. I'm not going to say where the new venue is, but it is going to be somewhere outside of the hotel, and that means we'll have more freedom to actually have food that is good. I mean, the hotel kitchen pizza was kind of crappy last year, and when you're at a hotel, they make you use their facilities. You can't call Domino's up and bring in pizzas from somewhere else.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, that's part of the...
Oh, you know what? You couldn't get Halloween on the night that you wanted either, because it coincided with another Halloween party.
That's right. That was happening in the hotel's bar, and the hotel bar didn't want us competing with their party, even though they'd be selling alcohol to the same... It was weird. So a lot of the restrictions that had affected the first Halloween are not in place. In fact, we'll be able to go later. So the first Halloween ended at midnight. This year it's going to end at 1:30. So we're going to get an extra 90 minutes past the witching hour. And it's actually going to happen just by circumstance. It's going to happen to fall on Halloween night this year. So really, it's going to be a great event. At least I'm expecting to be. We're actually going to get to use the fog machine this year. Last year we were concerned. The hotel was concerned about possibly setting off the fire alarms, and that, of course, would be a bad thing. Just all in all, it's going to be a better event. And, of course, Keenvention, you actually threw a bonfire during Keenvention last year.
Big one.
I don't want to put you on the spot, Conan, but are you considering doing it again?
If weather permits.
Okay. All right. Excellent.
I don't want a bunch of – I don't want 80 people in my house if it's raining outside. If we can get them outside in the yard, then I think I can handle another one.
It was great. So go to Keenvention.info. In fact, if you want to get the early bird discount ticket price of $50 – for the entire weekend, that's a full convention that includes the Halloween dance party as well. So you get the full Keenvention experience for $50. The price goes up tomorrow. So if you go to Keenvention.info right now, you can go and lock in your tickets for $50 or Bitcoin equivalent. So once again, Keenvention.info. We'll look forward to seeing you there at the end of October. It's October 30th. Through November 1st. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've been talking about banking, the Greece situation that is developing and just getting worse. I'll tell you what's happening to businesses in Greece right now. These restrictions that have been put on people's bank accounts are really hurting business people in Greece. We'll explain that here in a moment. We actually had Libertarian Banker on the line a moment ago talking about fractional reserve banking, kind of coming to its defense, giving different examples of things that were similar to fractional reserve banking. And
I think he made a fantastic point about CDs. So I made the
certificate of deposit.
Yeah, here's what the point I made is that a certificate of a deposit is a much more above board situation in dealing with a bank. So if I give a bank $5,000 for 3 years with the expectation for a certificate of deposit, and my expectation is I'll get 1.75% interest or whatever it might be. I think that's about right these days. I don't know. I don't really do CDs. But, you know, then I know what's going on. They're taking my money. They're using it for that period of time. They're going to give me a higher rate of interest, and then they'll give it back.
They lock you away from it for that period of time because they're using it. Right?
His point is that, look, if you want to get it early, and I said that, you know, I said that in my explanation, if you want to get it early, then there would be some kind of, you know, fee or whatever involved. Well, there's a fee involved in taking a loan, too, right? So whatever that fee is maybe that's exactly how they handle the certificate of deposit. So, you know, I've got a CD, you've got a CD, and Conan's got a CD. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I decide I need my money. You know, there's been a car wreck, and I need my money.
Yep.
And so I take my money back. Now
and
I know
you forfeit your interest,
yeah,
basically.
I know there's going to be a penalty.
Right.
Well, whatever it is, however the bank decides to work it out, this is how the free market works. But they'll take your money to pay it off. Well, that's what a loan is. If I came to the bank and said, I don't have any money, so I'm going to take a loan, you know, then they'd charge me some interest. Well, maybe they'd be a little nicer because I have a CD with them that I put up as collateral, but that's essentially what's going on. They're taking money and they're giving it away. So, you know, it's still, they're managing
with the
loans.
With the CD, you know. That's what's happening. When you're just depositing in your bank account, you're not given that information. You're not necessarily told, oh, by the way, we're only going to keep a fraction of the money that people deposit here. Fractional reserve banking isn't exactly, you know, advertised on the front billboard.
No, I don't think anybody knows. Most people, like 90...
They don't know about it.
90-something percent of people do not understand what fractional reserve banking
they'd
is.
They'd go back to bartering eggs if they knew what was really, you know, taking place. Yeah, a lot of people don't know.
So you can share your thoughts here. We're going to go and continue with your phone calls. Our toll-free number is 855-453. I think we have Steve on the line in Minnesota. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Conan and Mark.
Hey, guys. It's good to talk to you. I'm a longtime amper. You're the best thing on the Internet, best podcast out there, best thing on the airwaves.
Oh, really, well, thank you. What do you want to share tonight?
Well, you know, I listened to the podcast earlier today from last night, and I heard a caller call in. His name was Dave, and he was calling about wanting to fly his Confederate flag at Porkfest. And
he did.
And that somebody had told him that that wasn't a good idea and that he was kind of upset about that.
Well, just to be clear, he did fly his Confederate flag at Porkfest. He was told not to fly it during the group photo. So he himself put it, I think, probably on his campsite. I know he was tooling around the campground in an ATV flying the flag from that. So no one restricted his expression in that way. He was just asked to not fly it during the group photo because it might possibly suggest to people looking at the photo that maybe there's a bunch of racists in that picture. And I can understand that.
Yeah, I can totally understand that, too. I totally agree with the organizers that they should have discouraged that or stopped it altogether. You know, because it's pretty likely that such a picture could, you know, there's a lot of people that might misunderstand Dave.
Exactly.
Sure. That's the problem with symbols, right? Like, the flag is a symbol, and it's a symbol of a lot of different things to a lot of different people, specifically the stars and bars.
Steve, if you had more to say, you can hang on. We will bring you back here after the news.
Yep.
855-453 is our toll-free number. More on what's happening in Greece. Business owners are in a real tough spot because of these banking, lockdowns. We'll explain more coming up.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
What are you doing?
Looking for the best hotel value in America.
That's easy. It's America's Best Value Inn.
Really?
Sure. They have over 1,000 hotels across North America.
Okay, that's good.
They offer free Wi-Fi, continental breakfast, and HBO at most locations.
That's even better.
And when you join their free value club, you get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
You're right. America's Best Value Inn is the best hotel value in America.
Book a room today at abvi.com.
Done.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.